Chatting now to Clayton Douglas, who has been in rare form in recent weeks, and he's looking for another Saturday City winner. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Clayton. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. Mimosas. Gee, that was a brilliant win on debut down the Flemington Straight. Did he surprise you on debut?
He tried quite well leading into it. If I was going to a maiden, I would have been very confident, but just to throw him in the deep end down the straight first goal, I had my queries about him. But, look, it was a really good win, and he's trained on since.
I know there's a bit of pressure because of the connections. Now, Jamie's mum is the owner, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So are you getting a lot of advice in the training of this?
No, luckily enough, they leave that up to me, which is good. But probably seeing we won our first start, I say the pressure's probably off because at least we won a race with him. So we're happy with that. But, it's a good family story, obviously. Training it and retraining it and Jamie's doing the work on him. It's a good little story.
It is a brilliant story. So how did Karen Jamie's mum come to own Mimosas outright? Did she buy it at the sales or has it been bred in the family?
She bought it at the sales down in Tassie, 20,000. My uncle actually picked him out. He had a bit of a short list and at the time Karen said, oh, let's see if we can get a yearling. And, we just got the property and it was, just the right timing and we happened to pick him out and, broke him in ourselves and, now he won his first start at Flemington. So far, so good.
Well, he's more than paid for himself, a $20,000 purchase with $90,000 in the bank. And I believe there'd been a few offers for him as well. Is that the case?
There was a few offers after his win. Karen wasn't in any hurry to sort of get rid of him. He doesn't owe us anything. And, he's a nice horse to have around the stable. And hopefully he can progress into a nice three-year-old.
What do you think about the heavy track on Saturday? How will Mimosas get through that?
Oh, I think he'll probably come to his own on wet ground. He's done a fair bit of work with him on wet ground. He seems to really get through it nicely, so I'm not scared to run him on the heavy track on Saturday.
All right, so you've had a look at the opposition. We just spoke to Jason Warren. He said there's plenty of tips flying around for this two-year-old race. What's the mail you've heard about how strong it will be on Saturday?
Yeah, look, just having a look. It looks to be a strong race. Matt Laurie's, run second behind Profiteer. So, that's serious form for a race this time of the year. So, we sort of have to give it weight, give it 2.5 kilos. So, it's going to be a big ask for what we're doing, but look, I'm happy with the horse. He's trained on, he's fitter, and he's done really well since. So we're happy to roll the dice, and hopefully we can run really well.
Well, best of luck on Saturday. Is Karen, Jamie's mum, a good slinger? Does she sling after a win?
No, actually, I might have.
Oh, well, you've got to pay for a wedding anyway, so you'll be able to get it back somewhere.
Yeah, I'll get it back out of there. Don't worry about that.
Hey, good luck on Saturday, Clayton. Now, I see you've got a few ended on Monday. Of course, it's the Queen's birthday local meeting at Mornington on Monday. Are you going to run a few?
Yeah, look, we'll have a couple of runners there. Runaway Train, she ran well the other day at Sandown. He goes to the Mayor's Benchmark 70 over 2,000. She seems to have trained on well since then, and I've got Prince of Mercia in. He'll run in the three-year-old for 1,200 metres, which his run was really good the other day at Sandown as well. He ran fourth. So, on the home track, hopefully they can get a good result for me.
And when do we get to see you next back in the saddle with the big major jumps as well?
Yeah, well, there's still a few weeks away. There's some races there next Thursday, so down at Warrnambool, there's a few jumping races, so we'll probably look to be going there.
All right. Good on you, Clayton. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thank you for that.